This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Mike Conaway, Republican representing his state's 11th congressional district. Congressman Conaway is among several public officials in Texas who are a bit stunned and a little bit frustrated, to say the least, at the decision by FEMA not to declare parts of Texas a federal disaster area as a result of raging wildfires that have consumed over 400 homes and have consumed more than 2 million acres. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, good to be with you. And you're right, stunned is the word. We've burned the equivalent of Rhode Island and Delaware combined. The size of those two states added together have burned in Texas. And quite frankly, I personally feel misled by the conversations I've had with FEMA last week, reference to how the process would work and whether or not Texas would have an honest shot at this declaration.
What's generally been the standard? Texas certainly not a stranger to fires. It can get dry there quite a bit from time to time. So what's been the pattern of FEMA in the past?
Well, the idea on this issue is that to help the volunteer firefighters, communities that have extinguished and spent all of their funds they would normally spend on an annual basis fighting fires, and help them with that. And we were told that $28 million was the benchmark, and the governor told them that we're spending in excess of $60 million on fighting these fires. So we are obviously going to pursue the appeal process.
Now, you are currently receiving some assistance through FEMA, but not what you would get through a major disaster declaration. Explain what you're getting and what the difference is.
Well, what we're getting is on an individual, some 9,000 fires. There have been about 22 of them who qualified for what they call FMAG support, which is a plan that will provide funding for firefighting operations that are spent more than they normally spend in a year. 9,000 fires, and only 22 of those have qualified. The other thing that's happened is that the Department of Agriculture has some help that can be available, but you have to have a declaration of a disaster in order to trigger the Department of USDA's help in this regard as well.
Now, you're trying to appeal this. What are your hopes of getting FEMA to reverse this initial decision?
Well, we'll see. You get 30 days to appeal. Obviously, they triggered the decision last night, or informed us of their decision last night, shortly after the meeting with the governor's team, which leads you to believe that the information that the governor was putting together did not play a role in their decision. It looks like they decided to not declare the disaster before they went to the meeting with the governor's office, and that's we don't think that's really fair.
What's been the impact of the fires in your district?
Pasture lands burned up, fences burned up. We've lost a few structures, but the reason that we haven't lost more structures is a credit to all these volunteer fire departments out there that have just performed magnificently in the face of overwhelming range fires. So it's really a credit to them that more structures weren't lost as a part of these fires.
Do you feel that the worst is behind you, or is the risk just as high as it has been over the past few weeks?
Well, some parts of the area have gotten rain, and that always helps. With the west of the Middle Odessa San Angelo line is still very, very dry and a powder keg, and so the conditions are all still in place for additional fires, and these firefighting teams have not yet recovered from the work they've done already.
So the 30-day appeal process here, who are you joining? I assume Governor Perry's involved with this, other members of the delegation. Is there a general order and structure to this appeal?
Well, yeah, it's all driven by the governor's office, and they'll be responsible for making that appeal. But those of us in the entire Texas delegation, I suspect, will pitch in where we can to add whatever strength to the decision we can.
Congressman, we'll let you go vote. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Greg, good to visit with you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Republican Texas Congressman Mike Conaway represents the Lone Star State's 11th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.